This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Russian missiles have pounded a military training base near Ukraine's western border with Poland, killing dozens of people. AP correspondent Karen Chamets reports.
The cruise missiles targeted a Ukrainian military training facility that is less than 15 miles from the border with NATO member Poland. Over 30 people were killed in the attack. Poland is a transit route for Western military aid to Ukraine, and the United States increased the number of American troops deployed there. The training center near Yerovyev seems to be the furthest west point that Russia has targeted in Ukraine since the invasion. The facility has long been used to train Ukrainian military personnel, often alongside instructors from the U.S. and other NATO countries. I'm Karen Chamas.
U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, who's due to meet with China's top diplomat Yang Jiechi in Rome on Monday, warned Beijing that it would absolutely face consequences if it helped Moscow evade sweeping sanctions over the war in Ukraine. In an interview on NBC's Meet the Press, White House National Security Advisor Sullivan said the United States has made clear that China and other countries should not try to help Russia cope with the sanctions.
If they think that they can basically bail Russia out, they can give Russia a workaround to the sanctions that we've imposed, they should have another thing coming, because we will ensure that neither China nor anyone else can compensate Russia for these losses.
Sullivan told CNN that the United States believes China is aware that Russia was planning some action in Ukraine before the invasion took place, although Beijing may not have understood the full extent of what was planned. From Washington, you're